You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the news that made headlines today. The Reserve Bank on Friday said India is poised to become the growth engine of the world as it retained the GDP projection for the current fiscal at 6.5%. Unveiling the bi-monthly monetary policy review, Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das said the domestic economy exhibits resilience on the back of strong demand. He said the economic growth in the current year is expected to be at 6.5%, with risks evenly balanced. The projection is the same as was estimated in the August monetary policy. The RBI continued to maintain status quo in the key policy rate and retain the repo rate at 6.5% for the fourth time in a row. Reserve Bank Governor Shaktikanta Das on Friday also said that it has been decided to include PM Vishwakarma under the Payments Infrastructure Development Fund scheme, as well as extend the tenure of the scheme by another 2 years. It is now proposed to extend the PIDF scheme by a further period of 2 years, that is up to December 31, 2025, the governor said while announcing bi-monthly monetary policy. Operationalized in January 2021, the PIDF scheme aims at incentivizing the deployment of payment acceptance infrastructure such as physical point of sale, quick response codes in Tier 3 to Tier 6 centers, northeastern states and union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Meanwhile, Russia's government said on Friday it had lifted a ban on pipeline diesel exports via ports, removing the bulk of restrictions installed on September 21st. The restrictions for gasoline exports are still in place. Diesel is Russia's biggest oil product export at about 35 million tons last year, of which almost three quarters were shipped via pipelines. Russia also exported 4.8 million tons of gasoline in 2022. The government in a statement said, quote, "The government lifted restrictions on exports of diesel fuel delivered to seaports by pipeline, provided that the manufacturer supplies at least 50% of the produced diesel fuel to the domestic market," unquote. Moving on, Reliance Retail's JioMart announced that it has roped in Mahendra Singh Dhoni as brand ambassador. In addition, JioMart has also rebranded its festive campaign to Jio Utsav, Celebrations of India, which it said will go live on October 8, 2023. The Jio Utsav campaign emphasizes on the inference that Dhoni has given the nation several occasions to celebrate but has missed being a part of them. So with renewed vigor, he is determined to celebrate all moments of happiness, festivities and special occasions with his loved ones. Dhoni will be seen in a 45-second film, the company said in a statement. On to technology, Elon Musk's ambitious plans for the X platform, formerly known as Twitter, have been making headlines since the billionaire acquired the social network last year. With a vision to reshape it into a multifaceted mega app, Musk is planning furthermore changes to the platform. There are talks that the microblogging company wants to introduce a multi-tiered X premium service that will offer users an ad-free experience. According to a researcher, Aaron, the latest version of X app will have three subscription tiers: Premium Basic, Premium Standard, and Premium Plus. The Basic tier will show full ads, the Standard will show half ads, while the Plus tier will have no ads at all. Now some exciting news for auto as well as cricket lovers. Uber has announced a unique limited edition campus service for cricket fans during the epic upcoming battle between India and Pakistan. Uber has come up with a unique contest to ensure accommodation for a select few cricket fans. To win a stay in Uber Camper, the company has launched a social media contest from October 4th to 7th, where cricket fans have to post their pictures holding a placard with details on how they plan to support Team India. They can tag up to three persons who will join them for the match and tag Uber India on social media. From the entries received, Uber will announce select lucky winners on October 8th. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. Benchmark indices ended higher for the second consecutive session on October 6th, with Nifty around 19,650. At close, the Sensex was up 364.06 points or 0.55% at 65,995.63, and the Nifty was up 107.70 points or 0.55% at 19,653.50. About 2,229 shares advanced, 1,291 shares declined, and 156 shares unchanged. Bajaj Finserv, Bajaj Finance, Titan Company, IndusInd Bank, and Tata Consumer Products are among the top gainers on the Nifty, while losers included HUL, ONGC, Coal India, Bharti Airtel and Asian Paints. All the sectoral indices ended in the green, with Realty Index up 3%, while Information Technology, FMCG, Metal, Auto, Power, Healthcare up 0.4% to 1%. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express to stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.